It's Chick on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Connecticut, coronavirus update, the positivity rate has jumped to 4.1% as of yesterday. The governor announced that during a news conference. The positivity rate has jumped up quite high as compared to what it was just a week or two ago. He said this is the highest positivity rate the state has seen since June. Meanwhile, in Columbia County, COVID-19 cases are on the rise again. They've now had 40 residents die from COVID-19. They have 676 confirmed positive cases, 13 new ones, 71 active cases of COVID-19. They are monitoring 135 county residents on mandatory quarantine. None are on precautionary quarantine. 565 of the 676 cases have recovered from COVID-19. In Copec, two candidates vying to fill a vacant seat on the Copec Town Council to complete an unexpired term. Andrew Fisher and Jeffrey Judd appear on the ballot this year. Paulette Monero, originally the Working Families ticket, said she's dropped out of the race. Candidates appear in alphabetical order. Andrew Andy Fisher, 68, is married and has two adult children and four grandchildren. He's lived in Columbia County for 9 years. Fisher is retired from his position as Director of Administrative Operations at Women's in Need. Jeffrey Judd, 62, is married and has lived in Columbia County for 14 years. He's an attorney and received his bachelor's degree in theater from Albany State and law degree from the Benjamin Rosato School of Law. The main item that's part of the campaign is that solar farm, which is proposed for Copec. Berkshire South Regional Community Center will hold its 2020 gala, Together Apart, virtually via Zoom. That is coming up tomorrow. The public is invited to participate and support the center with donations if possible. The website berkshiresouth.org/gala2020 to join the free Zoom event. It's zoom.us/j/948-575-88128. The Region 1 Regional Middle School Athletic and Activities Committee will be held today at 6 o'clock. It's a Zoom conference call. That information is available on the Region 1 website. In Dover, the Dovertown Board has its regular meeting coming up at 6:30 at the Dover Town Hall. The Region 1 All Boards Chair Committee will be meeting today at 7 o'clock. That also is a Zoom conference call. Flu vaccines are being offered today at the Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. It'll be outside, weather permitting. You're asked to please wear a mask. To schedule an appointment, 860-435-0816. The Stockbridge Library has a couple of events coming up. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, cartooning workshop for Halloween. On Friday at 5 p.m., the 10th Annual Pumpkin Walkabout. In a sold-out event, Chris Whipple, New York Times best-selling author, journalist, and documentary filmmaker, will share what he's learned from the nation's 12 living directors of the CAA. It's part of the Hotchkiss Library Book Signing 2.0 series. The book Spy Masters will take place tomorrow at 8 p.m. on Zoom. As we said, it is sold out. Sharon Daycare's virtual silent auction is coming to an end if you haven't sent your bid in yet. The email address is sharondaycare@hotmail.com. You'll be contacted the week of November 2nd, if you had a winning bid, and arrangements for payment and receipt of an item will be confirmed. Pine Plains Evergreen Cemetery Lantern Tour 2020 is happening. It's part of the Pine Plains Free Library and Little Nine Partners Historical Society. It is happening on Friday. More information, 518-398-1927 or pineplainslibrary.org. Housatonic Valley FFA is hosting Farmers to Families Food Box Distribution. Each box containing fresh produce, milk, and meat. That'll be October 31st from 9 till 12 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, Warren Turnpike Road in Falls Village. They invite all community members to come. It's a free USDA-sponsored food distribution event. Masks and social distancing are required. If you have questions, contact Renee Boardman at 860-824-5123, extension 355, or rboardman at hvrhs.org. The Berkshire Box Society having a preview for their 30th anniversary coming up on Saturday at 3 o'clock. James Bagwell, choral conductor, Renee Ann Luprette, organ, and George Stauffer, box scholar at the Meeting House, 1089 Main Street in Housatonic, Massachusetts. Sharon Fire Department and Ambulance Squad invites the community to help light up the Sharon Town Green by purchasing luminaries in honor of family members, friends, loved ones, and to remember those that were lost. Purchases of Lights of Love will help the Sharon Ambulance Squad raise funds for a new ambulance. Luminaries will be sold for $10 each. All orders must be placed by November 1st. Contact any Sharon Ambulance member for information. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 222.19 to 27,463.19. The NASDAQ will start off today at 11,431.35 and the S&P 500 at 3390.68. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.